is Southside.
Now, there's a classic phrase which goes, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and whether you're a Siren 107.3 FM listener in Lincolnshire, or indeed Southside, or listening via the web, I think it's one of the things which you can certainly address to. But that seems to be thrown out the window, really, by a recent survey put together by the QVC magazine, which suggests that women actually leave, you know, beauty develops with age, and as I like to say, we become more chronologically gifted to actually address this issue, and much, much more. Fantastic individual who actually was one of the prime presenters of QVC. She's also been in Citizen Smith, she's been Doctor Who, a whole variety of wonderful things. We say Julia Roberts. Are you indeed there, Julia?
Hello, Alex. Yes, I'm here.
Good to actually touch base with you. I can't believe it's 1993 when you started off with QVC. Astounding, really, but still, you must have been a child.
That's very kind of you, but I know the survey says that you're in your prime at 31. I must confess to being a good few years older than that.
Well, as I say, you know, I use this term quite deliberately, chronologically gifted. That's a key thing. We get we mature rather like a good wine as the years proceed by. But there's a fascinating survey, this, because over 2,000 people actually took part in this survey. We're looking at, obviously, the flirty 30s, but 31 seems to be the kind of the prime age if you're looking for really everything looking good, at least for those 365 days, or 366 if it's a leap year, that you are 31.
I think it's interesting, isn't it, that it's not necessarily just about looks, it's also about confidence, and that comes into the way that your whole demeanour, you know, the way you hold yourself, the way you are with people. It isn't just purely about she's got a really pretty face and beautiful hair and lovely nails and a gorgeous figure. It is more the whole woman. And I think probably as we get older, we do become more confident, and that then manifests itself in us looking better. Mm.
Unless, of course, you're living in Wales, which is an interesting line in terms of the way that people actually view themselves, because apparently 37% of Londoners had a positive self-image and believed that they were sort of beautiful from that point of view, only 28% in Wales. I don't know, whenever I'm down in London, it always seems as though folk look so miserable. You just think, you're beautiful people, surely beauty and misery don't go together.
I think you have to have a smile on your face, don't you?
Precisely.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I think maybe it's just, obviously, with the research that we've done, the people that we asked in this area, you know, they did feel quite happy with their lot. And I think it's also down to there is so much available these days for us to be able to buy into to make us feel better about ourselves. You know, the different makeup ranges that QVC has, the different beauty products, that even down to fitness equipment, all of this contributes to the way that we feel about ourselves.
Well, certainly the old maxim, healthy mind, healthy body, tends to apply. And if you are working on that basis, starting from within, it is important, because there are times when you don't really necessarily want to actually trowel on a whole range of things, I would have thought.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you look down the years, I think we've changed the way that we are. We're not necessarily wearing stacks and stacks of makeup as we get older, particularly, and I speak for myself here. But if you've looked after your skin and you're using good skincare, you don't need to have stacks of makeup. And there are some brilliant ranges like Bare Essentials that we do, which is mineral makeup. It looks very natural. It just looks like you've got great airbrushed skin. But actually, it's a very clever foundation.
Absolutely. Well, as I say, it's being a male, obviously, I couldn't possibly comment on that thing. I can only just say, yes, it works. It does connect in all sorts of ways. Although, presumably, does a similar thing apply? Because obviously in the survey itself, I think it was a mixture of male and female respondents who were coming through.
Well, it was, although I think the men maybe were commenting about women rather than about themselves.
Outrageous.
Although, I mean, Alex, do you use beauty products? Because a lot of men do these days.
Yeah, actually, I suppose I'm the essentially the sort of the major shaving foam, and that's basically it, really. I don't even bother with aftershave these days. It's, it's an interesting one. Perhaps I'm bucking the trend here. Listen, a question that's been put forward where people are saying Julia Roberts, oh, the one with Richard Gere. No, different one entirely. Just wanted to clarify that, although you have got quite a few interesting acting credits, as we mentioned, really.
Yeah, that's going back a few years, I must confess. Citizen Smith was a good few years ago. I was trying to remember what I was doing age 31, actually, and I've come up with having my second child, Sophie, and Beatles About was what I was involved with when I was 31.
And we've got to ask, because obviously we have a whole range of people who work with us from the Doctor Who perspective. Which Doctor Who did you actually work with?
Do you know, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I think because it was such a long time ago. It was one small part in one episode, and I think it was Tom Baker.
Well, that's enough to get a convention invitation, I'm sure, Julia. So, you know, the invitations will be in the post. You'll be heading off to San Francisco and Los Angeles before you know where you are. Moving back to this QVC thing, any particular surprises that you thought? I mean, were there anything that things that came out of the survey which you thought, oh, I wasn't quite expecting that one?
I think in the East Midlands, the main beauty concern was muffin tops, which surprised me because every other region of the country, it was spots and acne or wrinkles. But in the East Midlands, muffin tops was the major concern.
So really, for our consumers in Lincoln and possibly Nottingham as well, muffin tops. You've got to explain, what muffin tops, what are they?
Well, you know when you wear your jeans,
oh, yes,
and they're sort of on your hips, and then you wear a top, and the bit in between...
Ah, got it. Yep,
that,
fine.
That little bit around the middle. So, I mean, yeah, beauty products can address that to a degree, but you have to do a little bit of sort of exercise, you know, a bit of swimming, a bit of walking, a bit of Pilates.
So. Yeah. Although I suppose in the scheme of things, post-credit crunch, etc., are we going to be fretting too much about the muffin top? I don't know. It's a possibility. We just don't know where we're going from that point of view. QVC has clearly gone from strength to strength. I mean, we obviously work and have worked in the past with Abby Olek, who set up the whole Beau Bronze company and works through that, and we've had a range of our contributors who've presented on QVC. Initially, it seems like such an obvious idea now, but I mean, to have had such a level of success, clearly due to the aptitude and skill and joie de vivre of presenters such as yourself, Julia, it's had, you know, huge success. I mean, did you expect to still be doing QVC, as I say, 15, 16, 17 years later?
No, not really. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, when I first started in 1993, it was a new concept and it was difficult to get it off the ground. I'm not going to fib to you. It was quite difficult to get it off the ground because people like to be able to touch and feel things. And I think what's developed over the years is that because we have experts and the presenters are the people that touch and feel things on your behalf, I think if we're honest, you know, if I'm using a Decluor cream and I'm putting it on the back of my hand and I'm saying this sinks in beautifully, if it doesn't and if I said it did, because we have the 30-day money-back policy, people would send it back and they wouldn't trust me again. And I think that's been my policy over 16 and a half years. I've tried to be honest and I've tried to ask the questions that I think people would ask if they were there themselves in a department store. And I think that's why it works. And I also think our website is brilliant, qvcuk.com, because not only is it pictures of products, you get a lot of demonstrations on there that you can click onto. So if you've missed a program, for example, if you miss Alison Young's regular beauty slot on a Thursday at 4, if you wanted to watch elements of that, you can do on individual products.
I like that, the ethical notion of you can trust Julia Roberts, and it's well worth sort of putting together in all manner of wonderful ways. When are you next on yourself, Julia? When's your next scheduled sort of appearance?
Oh, gosh. I'm on Thursday evening. Don't ask me what I'm doing. It's been very busy lately.
That's okay. That and media interviews and all the range of bits and pieces. You've given the QVC website out, so we've got details from that point of view. People wish to find out further details. Also, you can access details via southsidebroadcasting.com of this fascinating scenario, which effectively sort of demonstrates that women peak at 31. I don't know, though. I mean, peaking at 31, it seems frightfully young. I mean, I would have thought, you know, you're looking at probably peaking at 70, possibly, in years to come, really. I mean, we need to sort of move that level up a wee bit more, perhaps.
But when you think of the likes of Joanna Lumley and Felicity Kendall, they still are so fabulous, aren't they? You know, I just think you're right. Mm. I did say to the guys today, I said, why on earth have you got me at 54 doing the radio interviews when we're talking about peaking at 31?
Because quality, there's no substitute for quality, Julia. I've seen the contract, you know, they've put the whole thing out and we need quality here.
The thing is, though, Alex, I don't even know if I've peaked yet. I'm determined that I don't want to have injections. I don't want to, you know, have facelifts and things. I want to do it all naturally. And that's why I invest time, energy, and, you know, sort of the expertise of the experts that we have at QVC to try and look as good as I can for as long as I can.
Well, Julia, it's been absolutely fabulous just chatting with your good self today, and that wasn't a little knockback at Joanna Lumley in an absolutely fabulous sort of pun scenario there. Two final questions for your good self. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us here at Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM?
Loved it, Alex. Brilliant. We should do it again.
Well, I was going to say, can we look forward to hopefully featuring you again in the not-too-distant future?
Absolutely. I'll keep you guys.